Earners, what's up? Look, the holiday season is supposed to be about joy and celebration, but let's be real. Finances could take a serious hit this time of year. Have you ever found yourself dipping into your savings or even adding to your credit card debt just to cover some holiday expenses? I know I've been there, and those months of catching up afterward, they're not fun. But what if you could approach this holiday season differently, without the stress? That's where Chime comes in. With a Chime checking account, you get features designed to help you stay in control of your money, like no monthly or maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, and my personal favorite, getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Think about it. No surprise fees draining your account and the flexibility to handle those holiday expenses when they pop up. Let me tell you about SpotMe. I remember a time when an overdraft fee hit me just because my timing was off with my paycheck. It was frustrating and unnecessary. With Chime, you don't have to deal with that. SpotMe lets you overdraft up to $200 without fees, and your next deposit just covers the balance. And here's something unique. Chime is all about community. You can even get a boost from a friend to temporarily increase your SpotMe limit. And when you help a friend out, they can boost you back. It's a real give and take that makes managing your finances feel a little more supportive. Millions of Chime members are making financial progress every day. To date, Chime has spotted members over 32 billion in transactions through SpotMe. And with access to over 50,000 fee-free ATMs, you can take care of your money anytime, anywhere. So enjoy the holidays while keeping your financial goals on track with Chime. Open your account in just 2 minutes at chime.com/earn. That's chime.com/earn. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debt card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Direct deposit timing depends on submission of payment file. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limit. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs and for OTC withdrawals.
When you're with Amex Business Platinum, you have the card that helps you do more of what you love, like a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. And with 5x membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, going the extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/AmexBusiness.
The thing about Bitcoin, when it was created by Satoshi Nakamoto, whoever that entity is, it has a limited supply. If you go back and you read that white paper, you read it on your own time, the way that Satoshi, whoever Satoshi was, set it up was that there will only ever be 21 million Bitcoins to be mined. And when I say mined, you might be thinking of like gold mining, like literally going underground and picks and shovels and digging into the earth to extract gold. It's like that, but it's actually done with software and it's done with computing power and it takes a lot of energy. You may have heard stories about how much it costs to produce just one Bitcoin in terms of energy. You could power a small city, right? A lot of that's true, but it's getting a little bit easier to the energy use is not as intense as it used to be. But because there's only 21 million Bitcoin that will ever be mined, that's a limited supply. And that's one of the attractive features of Bitcoin, especially as we see it at these very high prices. We're at about 19.8 million that have already been mined. There are not that many more Bitcoin to be mined. The thing about Bitcoin, though, because you have to mine it solving a software equation or a math equation with software, it gets harder and harder for programmers to solve it. It takes a lot of computing power, it takes a lot of smarts, and it takes a lot of time. So as we get closer to 21 million and we're at about 19.8 million, it gets harder and harder to mine these things, which kind of raises the value. Tighter supply, more difficult to produce. That's helping boost the price along with a bunch of other factors, right? Again, it's a supply-demand issue. We're here right now, and well, we're here a little bit further in 2024. Not that many more Bitcoin to be mined. A lot of it's already out there. It's just more difficult to mine, and it has a scarcity issue. When you have a scarce resource that a lot of people are interested in, prices go up. I don't care if we're talking about Air Force Ones. I don't care if we're talking about, you know, a brand new special iPhone. You know, scarcity of a product that people want and are interested in, always drives price. It's supply, demand, and it's mania, and it's hype. And Bitcoin has all of these aspects associated with it, right? So in terms of a asset, something you can buy and trade and invest in, well, Bitcoin has ruled the roost in the capital markets for the past 10 years, really. But in the past 5 years alone, just look at the price appreciation of Bitcoin. It just blows out all these other things. I'm going to read it. If you can't see it close enough, Bitcoin's up about 1,290% in the past 5 years, right? The S&P 500, our stock market, the 500 biggest companies in America, is up 91% in the past 5 years. Guys, that's outstanding, right? Those are great returns for stocks. But when you look at Bitcoin, it doesn't even compare. The Dow Jones Industrials, they're not all industrials. That's up 56%. Gold, and I use the ETF as the proxy, is up about 78% in the past 5 years. And the dollar is up about 10%. So Bitcoin, in terms of an investment, has returned a lot more, or generated a lot more what we call alpha in our business because of this scarcity, because of the interest in it. And a lot of that has come in different waves. Rashad mentioned he first got introduced to it in 2016, 2017. Bitcoin had already been around. I remember back in 2014 when it was $2. And no, I didn't buy it because I didn't understand it. But the more scarce it gets, the more interest there is, and the more adoption there is by both investors like us, individual investors, or institutional investors like the Fidelities of the world, the BlackRocks of the world, the Goldman Sachs of the world. And yes, they're interested. And yes, they're mining their own Bitcoin. Well, that's just going to drive price even higher. So in the past 5 years, it has blown out stocks by a long shot. But let me take you back five more years beyond that. $10,000 invested in Bitcoin 10 years ago, that's worth $2.9 million today. Now, you want to talk about fear of missing out, or, you know, I wish somebody would have told me about this and I just would have put $1,000. Well, we can think about that with everything. Bitcoin is super unique with returns like this. 10,000 10 years ago, worth $2.9 million today. We have never seen anything like it in the capital markets. And I've been doing this for a very long time. So we could talk about why that's happened. But still, even with that massive price appreciation, Bitcoin is still, it's much bigger than that. It's about $1.5 trillion now, but it's very small compared to the market capitalizations of big assets that are already traded in our capital markets. Real estate being the biggest worldwide, the $330 trillion market. Global debt, we're talking about the bond market. We're talking about US debt, Chinese debt, Japanese debt, European country debt. That's a $315 trillion market. Fiat currency, we're talking about dollars, euros, yens, right? That's a $120 trillion market. Bitcoin is $1.5 trillion market. It's come a long way in 14 years, but it is still a very small asset class, comparatively speaking. And given the hype that it gets, barely anybody owns it. But the people that own it own a lot of it, especially some of the bigger companies. So we'll get into that in a second. Just keep that in mind, though. When Rashad mentioned that 85% of people surveyed say they don't own it, well, you know, it's still pretty young and it's still pretty small. And it wasn't until the last year or two where it really became available for us to put into our retirement accounts, to buy like an exchange traded fund, like we would buy an exchange traded fund that tracks the NASDAQ, right? It is still kind of I wouldn't call it a baby, but I may call it like an 8-year-old or like a 14-year-old, because that's actually what it is.
When you're with Amex Business Platinum, you have the card that helps you do more of what you love. Like a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. And with 5x membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, going the extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/AmexBusiness.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at Highland.com.